We want to know, where are you calling from? What are you doing while you're listening to us right now? Just kind of like a, you know, a check-in. You know what we're doing. Josh, where are you listening to us right now?
Hey, good morning. This is Josh. I want to say that me and my son, we are AMLs. I'm getting him more into it now, but
thank you.
We're calling from Winston-Salem, traveling through Kernersville, going to Greensboro so I can drop him off at school.
Awesome.
How far away?
For like the last 2 weeks now. So, you know, there's that.
Do you think you should move closer to the school so you don't have to drive through three cities?
No, we can't do that. Come on. That wouldn't make too much sense.
that would make your life easier, wouldn't it?
Way too much sense, right?
All right. Well, thank you for listening, and tell your son we said hi.
All right. Thank you.
All right. Kaylee, where are you listening to us right now?
Good morning, guys. We are listening from Ashboro. My two kids and I are currently doing a job run. They are out of school.
Ooh.
So I'm doing a little job run for my work, and my kids are with me. We listen to you guys every morning, and they want to say hello.
Hi. Hey, good morning. What are your names?
Carson and Cameron.
Awesome. Hi, guys. Well, have a great day. And we won't tell your school that you're playing hooky because I'm not sure.
Oh, teacher work day.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's teacher work day for them. Yeah. So they are not playing hooky.
Oh, well, that's nice.
Well, yeah. It must only be for them.
We're on a teacher. Wyatt is. So yeah. Randolph County's on a teacher work day.
Oh, Everly's not.
Yeah, we were earlier. We were earlier in the week.
Yeah, we had Monday off for MLK, and then yesterday and today are teacher work days.
Oh, you know what? No, we have it. We have one coming up for our county.
Oh, we didn't have MLK day off either.
You didn't?
No.
You sure?
Yesterday?
Monday.
I mean, Monday?
Monday.
No.
Yeah. You sure?
Actually, no, I'm not sure.
Yeah, I don't think, because we did.
We were off.
My gosh.
Were you home with your daughter or no?
Your name is Jason Goodman. Yeah.
She went somewhere that day, and I was like, where is it?
School, friend's house, all the same.
Kaylee, as you can see, you've really confused us all. Thank you so much.
No worries. You guys have a great rest of your day.
Thank you. You too. We love you. Sam, where are you calling? Oh, I'm sorry, Lo, where are you calling from?
Lexington on my morning walk.
Woo! How many miles are you going to do?
I don't count the miles. I count the minutes, and I'm going 30 this morning because it's negative not happening out here.
Woo! Yes.
I heard that, Lo.
Matt, how many miles you have under your belt right now?
Ooh, let me pull it up on the watch and
see. Because, Lo, I don't know if you know this or not, but Matt is also doing a walking challenge for his New Year's resolution. Mm-hmm. So you guys could maybe be like,
yeah,
I can find it on my
walk.
That's
buddies.
What mine is. It's a resolution.
Excellent. Well, he's looking that up. Good luck on your walk. Keep listening. All right, Tyler, where are you calling from?
Yeah, so I'm in Pleasant Garden. I woke up this morning and noticed there was some traffic, and so I decided to see what was going on, and the monks walked by my house this morning.
No way.
The monks are still here?
Yeah, they're heading on their way out of this area, yes. Did you go out and stand and see them walk by, or just from the window?
Yeah, I stood at the closest intersection, and there's only like 5 people out there to watch them, but... I know they're headed to get on 220 now to walk down towards Siler City.
That's awesome, Tyler. Josie and I were able to, it was a little chaotic in the very beginning, but then Josie and I were able to see them when they were passing through the Jamestown area. And it was, I'm so, so glad. I think it was like a once in a lifetime thing. So I'm glad you got to see them too.
For sure.
Yes, well, have a great day. Thank you for listening to us. Christy, where are you calling from this morning? Where are you listening to us?
I'm in High Point, North Carolina. I'm an Amazon Flex driver.
Amazon Flex.
Amazon Flex. Have you been to Jason Goodman's house in the last 7 to 8 minutes?
I don't think so.
Oh.
What does Flex mean?
It's you drive your own vehicle and you pick up routes. Yeah.
Those are the ones you got to
like
be.
Big truck.
Is that the kind of ones you got to be like, who the hell's in our neighborhood driving by in that car?
Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. Everybody says that. Everybody.
Yeah.
They're like, who's in my driveway?
But why can't you get an actual truck that says Amazon?
Well, because you run your own. It's like your own person. You're a self-contract.
Okay.
So you make your own hours. You pick your own route. You don't have to, you know.
Well, so instead of being an Amazon, full-time Amazon employee, you're like an independent contractor.
Yes.
Gotcha.
You can't get like a little magnet for the side of your car to make everybody feel safer.
I've got a sticker on my window, but a lot of people don't always see that, you know.
Okay. Oh, is it like
an
Uber?
A lot of people put stuff on there. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
All right.
It's sort of like that, yeah.
I would just get out of my car and just hold the package and be like, I got your package. Yeah. Don't be mad at me.
Yeah, that's what I do most of the time.
I would too. Well, Christy, thank you for listening to us. Sam, Sam, I hear you're a door dasher. Where are you listening to us?
In High Point.
In High Point. I got to know, what is the craziest thing that somebody has ever asked you to pick up as a door dasher?
It ain't crazy, but somebody asked me to pick up a soda, and they paid $10 for me to pick up a 12-ounce soda.
One?
Was his name Landon? Oh, no, he's at college.
Yeah. No, that was 100% Jared B. Pike.
I do Uber, DoorDash, and Lyft at the same time.
Oh, wow.
Oh, wait, so you could potentially have, like, somebody's, like, pizza or wings with in the front seat, and you're driving somebody to a destination in the back?
I could. It depends on the route.
Word.
If the route going the same way, I could.
Yeah, wow. I'll take the food and the people.
I like how Sam's like, you know, the possibilities are endless.
Yeah, yeah, but that's like
so many combinations. Yeah.
Great idea for money, though. I mean, you're making double.
Oh, yeah. That's
a hustle awesome. Right there. Good stuff.
Well, have a great day. Good luck and be careful.
All right, y'all guys too.
Thank you. Ophel, where are you calling from? Where are you listening to us?
I'm in Thomasville now. I was coming home from High Point.
Coming home from High Point? Did you have a late night?
No. I'm going to see a job right now here in Thomasville.
Oh,
I'm
okay.
A subcontractor.
Oh,
very nice. Yeah, thank you. Have a great day. Heather, where are you calling from?
Ashe County.
And are you headed to work this morning?
I am headed to the office, and I just want to say I've been listening to y'all since I was in high school, and this year I'm turning 40.
Wow. You can really just say that 30 is the new 40. 40 yeah. Wait, 40 is the new 30? How do we say? You probably act a lot younger than you are.
Yeah.
Yes, for sure.
Mm-hmm.
I know we talked about this because I normally can't see Jason's reactions in real time, mm-hmm. but the moment she said that, for my first time in my life, I got to see Jason's face think, we're all going to die. I don't normally get to see that part of it. It normally happens behind a computer screen. That was an experience.
Well, the problem is with 40 is they put the title over the hill, right? Which means that it's all downhill after that.
Heather, yeah. I would like to apologize to you because I did not know that it was going to take this kind of turn, and you don't deserve that.
Over the hill, that's the title.
You know what, Katie?
Yes.
You know what, Katie? You have always been my favorite, and we just have to overlook Jason.
We do, and we do. Yeah. Don't worry.
It's easy when he's lower. You can look right over him.
That's right.
Gosh.
Heather, I mean, when you have to look down on somebody, it's okay.
We hope you have a great day.
Thank you for that.
I didn't say look down for the record. I just said look over.
That's the title, Over the Hill. That's what they say.
Yeah. I think that should be moved to like 75.
Over no, you're these days? At 75, you're going to die within 10 years,
oh,
probably.
Oh, my gosh. Okay. A couple more calls. Will, where are you calling from? Where are you listening to us right now?
I'm currently in Boiling Springs, North Carolina.
Where is Boiling Springs?
It's about 20 minutes further past Shelby, North Carolina.
Okay.
Shelby.
In Shelby.
That's pretty far.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I listen on the app. I've been listening for over 20 years.
Wow.
If the atmosphere conditions are good, I can actually reach you via 107.5 KZL.
Woo!
Nice.
That's
word.
Three and a half hours from y'all.
All the atmosphere has to be just right.
We do. The conditions, you know?
Yes.
I know it's cloudy today. Can't hear you. Well, thank you very much for listening, for being such a loyal AML. We appreciate you very much.